Mishnah Chav Siva Mutalis Chayt Limanis. Chav says straight out, straight forward, it's mutter to squeeze lemons. We started to talk about last week how there's different shakim to why it should be mutter. And if you take a look at the Magen Avraham on this halacha, take a look at the Magen Avraham on this halacha, Shin Chav. Since not the derech at all to squeeze it for mashke, ella l'tzerech oichel, you squeeze it for oichel. Having shar peiris, it goes into the category of shar peiris. I'm ashechasav tisif aleph. Ba'filu nagel sochta l'tzerech mayim lishtais, and even according to those, I'm sorry, even those that are accustomed to squeeze it into water to drink, shari, kivan shein derech l'shtaisin levadei, since not the derech to drink it alone, which is mashma, that he's learning pshat in the mechaber, like the svara, that since it's not the derech to squeeze it, to drink it the way it is, so it'll be mutter to squeeze it into an empty kli. I can squeeze the lemon to empty kli, but since it's not derech to drink it the way it is, it does not have a shem mashke. And we remember this week what that means. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Yud brings this Magen Avraham down, and the Gra also seemed to have learned the Mechaber with the Magen Avraham, which means that these Acharnim understood that when the Mechaber says Mutta, it means Mutta. You could squeeze it into your tea, you could squeeze it into an empty cup, it makes no difference. The Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yuzayin also seems to go with this malach. It says, Sheini, the Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam, and Klal Yudal, Reis Dalid, he seems to take the Adam malach. He says, that which there's a heter to squeeze lemon, that was Bizman the Shulchan Aruch. When they used to squeeze it in directly into the water, they didn't squeeze it into an empty kli. But nowadays that we squeeze lemons for lemon juice, and then we use it to mix into other things, it's awesome. And if we take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Ois Chaf Beis, Mishnah Brura brings down, he says over here, Vafilu, says, he says, "Vafilim aderech lesachtam v'chola toich mayim shnasim emsukal lishleis l'taynuk mikom magam nogin oil laokalas lezev shabbos ve'efshim shun lemitzal kederech lishleis." Fine, that's first eretz. Inami, second eretz. Ulefize bezman hazeh shiyadua shememalu chovis lemeyos lishleis in punch. They fill up barrels of lemon juice in order to mix it into punch, to drink together with the water or something else. Tzarech iyun gadol mutal sachtem b'shabbos tzarech mashke. Tzarech iyun, if you can even squeeze them into a mashke on Shabbos. The efshad the dam of the tusim remind him. Came the derech l'sochtem b'kelim b'fnei atzmam. But can tzarech li'zor she'izcha mikoyin ma'al tzuka b'fnei atzmoy, devi k'mashka abola la'oichol. So the Mishnah Brura seems to go like the Chaya Adam, like he says in the Chav Zayin in the Shari Tzidin, says Chaya Adam. And he gives an eitzah that what should you do? Squeeze it onto the sugar, and then the sugar I can mix into the tea. I gain by squeezing it on the sugar because it's eichel. It's getting absorbed into the sugar. And then I take the sugar and I put that into the tea. That's the Eitz of Mishmur gives, where he's quoting the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, Simin Yud. Tshuvas HaRadvaz, Simin Yud. Says va'avagav shachayodem mefakve gam bazeh komagunirudein lochash. If you look at the chaznish, the back of some of these mishrus, they have chaznish, haris and chaznish. Chaznish was not happy with this eitzah. Says because that which you're squeezing it onto the sugar is not because you want to be for the sugar. You have no intention that it should be part of the sugar, right? The whole of this to squeezing onto the eichel is because you're being masakin the eichel, so doesn't have shame mashke, it's part of the eichel. But here you're doing it onto the sugar so that you go into the tea. But the mishburu is machriya, like those paiskim, that it works. That's the eitz mishburu gives. Which means that we have here a machlekes achrayim nowadays, do we have this het of lischot lemons or not? I gave out a tshuva from Moshe where he was talking about it also over there in Chelik Yisim Chavdal. Again, if it's not such a big deal, one should be machmer. If not, then you have these paiskim to be mekel. That's if vav. Sif zayin. Lischai kivashim. Ushlakis. Kivashim is cooked fruit or vegetables. So it's cooked in liquid. So it's soaked with, it's now absorbed, it's soaked with some liquid. Shlakis is cooked, kivashim is soaked. You soaked it, you pickled it, you soaked it in liquid. So now it's soaked with liquid. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara about you could squeeze and not. Halacha we paskin im legufam, if you're doing it in order to be able to eat the vegetable or the fruit. Shein tzarch lemayim, you don't need the liquid. Vein a sechaton al saknon lachila, you're doing it in order to be metakin it for achila. I feel a sechet the sech karish in ba'ichel muta. But if I'm doing it for the liquid, then it's only mutter if you're doing it lischa the techidei sheish b'eichel, where there's food in the eichel. But ben chanano koshu tzarech lemeimeim chayv chattis if you're sachem kidei sheish b'eichel. Fine. What's the het of legufan? Legufan seems to be lekuliyam. Everyone agrees legufan is mutter. What's the het of legufan? So there's a few ways to learn the het of legufan. One way to learn the het of legufan is, now I'll ask the question better. We know there's a rule called malacha shein tzrich legufa. When I do the malacha, not for its purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, I'm pater. Pater aval aser. But so over here, I'm squeezing the fruit for the liquid to come out. I'm extracting the liquid, but I don't want to use the liquid. So that lechayr is malach shein tzricha legufa. The malacha shein tzricha legufa. The purpose of the malacha is to extract the liquid to use the liquid. So over here, when I'm extracting the liquid, not for the liquid, that should be malach shein tzricha legufa. I'm doing the malacha, but not for its purpose. So the teretz over here, one teretz is, and this is a yisoid, that there's a taisvis in Shabbos of Ayin Gimel and Beis. Taisvis over there is talking about zoymer, where you're pruning the tree. You're cutting branches off the tree. So the halach over there is zoymer v'tzarech le'etzim. In order to be chayiv, you need to be cutting the branches off for the usage of the branches. They're going to use the branches. So listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos says, Fine, give me on base. Zayme v'tzarech le'etzim chayit. Nira da filu Rabbi Yehuda de mechayiv melach shein tzrich legufa. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds, the mechayiv melach shein tzrich legufa. So if I'm cutting the branches, not for the uses of the branches, I should be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says no. Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if you're not cutting it for the branches, you're not chayiv. I'm melach shein tzrich legufa. Says Taisvis, the Lamikri be'etzim kaitzer ella be'inyin ze. Kaitzer, Melechus kaitzer, which is cutting the branches off, is only if I'm doing it for the usage of the branches. But if you're not doing it for the usage of the branches, you're not doing the Melacha. And as a Melacha, she'in it shechel go for your chayvan. But if you're not even doing the Melacha. He gives an example, gives a few examples. One of the examples he gives, the Amr of Yechon Lekamon Beper Chavis, Echa Kvashim, Echa Shlokais, Shesachta Legufan, Mutta Lemeimehen. Is Mutta, I'm sorry, Legufan, Mutta Lemeimehen Chai. So Legufan is Mutta. That's his example, that's his dimion, that's his similarity to what we're talking about over there. Which, what he's saying over here is something very, very fundamental. What he's saying is that the whole malacha of dash is not separating A from B with the purpose of using the water. The malacha itself is extracting the mashka for the mashka. That is the malacha. The malacha is extracting the mashka for the usage of the mashka. That's part of the malacha. If the malacha was just like bayra, separating two things, so then you could say you did the act of the malach of separating A from B for a different purpose. Therefore, it's shein tzrich legufa. No, the malacha is for the usage of it. Therefore, the het of legufan is you haven't done the malacha. You didn't do the malacha. That's one teretz. A second teretz is, for those that learned Ksubis recently, so Taisus and Ksubis, the Taisus over there where he's discussing Psik Reisha by the din of Bail Psula on Shabbos. So over there, Taisus, there's Machlekes, Taisus and the Aruch. If let's say I have a Psik Reisha, the Loi Nichlet, right? This Psik Reisha means it's inevitable. I have no Kavanah for the Malacha. I'm doing A, but I'm not Machavin for the Malacha. But it's impossible to do what you're doing without the malacha happening. I'm schlepping a heavy bench on the soft ground. It's impossible to say that I'm moving the bench from point A to point B without it making an indentation in the ground, which is chayrish. That's psik reisha. There's a psik reisha din nichale, where, true, I have no kavanah for the indentation, but now that it's happening, I'm happy about it. But then there's what's called psik reisha deloy nichale. It bothers me that's happening. I don't want a hole in my ground. Or I don't care, according to Rashi, that it's happening. Le'ichpat le. So what's the din by psik reisha deloy nichale? So the Aruch holds that it's mutter. Taisus argues and holds that it's asim. Taisus over there brings our case as an example of a psik reisha delay nichalei. That ain't a chanami. When you're squeezing that soaked vegetable, you have no kavanah for schita because you have no kavanah for the malacha of using the mashke because you just want that vegetable. I but it's a psik reisha. Psik reisha delay nichalei. Psik reisha delay nichalei. That's the second malach over here. The third mahalach. We're going to discuss that in a minute. There's a third mahalach over here, which is that Rabbeinu Tam over there in Taisvis, that when you're being seiched le'ibud, where the liquid's going le'ibud, it's getting lost, it's going down the drain, it's not going into a kli, so then that's not seiched. Now, if we take a look at Siv Zayin over here, Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, Im legufan, she'ein tzarech l'mayim, v'ein tzarech l'el taknam l'achila, afil tzarech l'techakar, she'ein ba'eichel, mutter. The Mechaber is mashma, that makes no difference what you're squeezing it into. Could be I'm squeezing it into a kli. Doesn't say I have to do a li'ibur. Could be I'm squeezing it into a kli even. I'm catching the liquid. But that's not my kavana. It's lenichle. I don't care about the liquid. I just want to be able to eat my pickle. It's mutter. So it's very possible that the Shulchan Aruch is going with the mahalach of the Aruch, the psikresh lenichle is mutter, and would make sense because if we take a look at the simin shin chav siv yud ches, which we hopefully will get to, simin shin chav siv yud ches, that is the sugin ksubis by the Sukhraisa dinazaisa, we are stuffing the whole of the barrel. We are discussing Sukhraisa, and the Mechaba seems to pass in like the Aruch over there. So it would make sense that the Mechaba is going to Shit of the Aruch, but we'll discuss more when we get to Suf Yeches. We'll discuss this more about Arichos, what exactly is the Shit of the Mechaba, and those that are Chaylik on the Mechaba. If we take a look at the Mishnaburu by us, Nishbur by Asifka the Chav Dalit. He says, "V'tzayin Eloyim Shesachta Mimashke Atzaf Aleim Anibla Ben Kedei L'Sakin Guv L'Achila K'mashderach Lizchik Tayerek." Fine. In Kamaka, in Kevin She'ena Mechavin B'Shvil Hamashke Einenu B'Chlal Malacha. So Nishbur is a little mashma, like either like the first, either you could say. Could be saying that it doesn't have a shame mashka, or he's saying like the svar that it's not the tzuras hamalacha, he's not using the mashka, like one of those svars. But the sort of this halacha, what comes out of this halacha is something which could be practical in many examples. I'm sure you could think of more examples. Last week someone spoke about the tuna fish, right? I take the tuna fish out of the can and it was sitting in oil or water. I don't like my tuna fish being soggy. So now I want to squeeze the liquid out of the tuna fish. That's the salacha. Legufan is mutta. I have my oily latka. I want to squeeze the oil out of the latka or the schnitzel. So I take the tissues and press on it. Mutter. Right, that's like the example the Mishmaru talks about, the lakshin with shuman. Right, the lakshin is soaked with shuman. What else? What other examples could there be that come up? So those are some examples. Let me see if I have some other examples. That will turn that schita of a beggar is different. That could be malabi.
You don't have to squeeze the napkin, you have to squeeze out the napkin.
Not squeeze the oil out of the napkin, right?
You
don't have to. Because I think that's what I see people doing.
Okay. Are we quitting Sikris of Borechah?
No, we'll talk about more about the. I don't want to get into that now, but when we get to Sif Yiches, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk more about that in Sif Yiches. Just a little introduction for a minute or two. Sif Tes through Sif Yudalid is the Sugya of Risuk Shelik. It's a small piece of Gemara at the end of Perek Bama Taimnin. And there's a three-way machlekes over there in the Rishonim, what the issa of crushing ice for the liquid, to use the liquid. What is the issa? Is it because of gzera that's daima to schitas peris? Is it because of what's called moilid? Very interesting. Moilid means creating. Right? We know all the malachas in the Mishkan, you're doing something as creativity. So the over here, by me crushing the ice, I'm being moiled something. This was solid, now it's liquid. So Rashi says over here, Mishum de kam moiled b'Shabbos v'dami l'malacha shabayre hamayim ha'elu, because you're creating the water. What malacha is he referring to? Is he saying in general it's daima to malacha? Or it's referring to a specific malacha that it's daima to? That's the second pshat. The third pshat is noilad. Noilad means something was born, something came about. Noilad is that I'm creating it. Noilad is that came about. So we have a case of noilad. There's different levels of noilad. There's noilad mamish, where it wasn't here and now it came into existence. But over here, it's not mamish noilad. The ice was here, it just took on a different form. So it's similar to noilad. So for that, we're going to see, I put down some Mara Mekoymas over here, Simashinu Chesif Tezayin, with the Mishru over there, it's very important. Over there, it's talking about, we have shumin. I'm melting the shumin, melting the fat. It used to be a Yishmaka Shabbos food. They had dough, 2 pieces of dough with cubes of fat, and you'll let it soak into the dough and be gishmak. So, can I do that on Shabbos by putting it next to the fire so it should melt into it? Then you have the Ramah and Sim Shin Chavav Sif Yud, Shin Chav Chesim Chavbeis, the other places where this needin comes up, and then I put down a few other Maramah claims. How about taking a spoonful of coffee and mixing it into my coffee, or pouring hot water onto the coffee, you're turning the coffee into a liquid. When I stir the coffee, it's solid, now it becomes liquid. All right, so that's the cases that the Acharim talk about over here. And then the partial case, ice cubes. Can I put ice cubes into my cup where it's going to melt into my soda? And I want you to keep in mind, how about, is there a difference? Let me ask you, is there a difference between ice cubes, or some people make the ice cubes in bags to cool off their wine, so that the water won't mix into the wine, right? So it cools the wine, it gives it a chill, but it doesn't melt into it because you don't want to water then your chashav wine. So could there be a spark to be mechalik between putting an actual ice cube in there that's going to melt into your liquid, or if it's in that casing? Oh, that's a good one. No? Okay. Fine, so we'll talk about it. Yeah.